It's been a great day to walk through and to hear from, to celebrate all the ministries that the Lord has opened up to us. And he continues to open up those ministries for us. Delta Grace was something new. We had planned for one team. We've taken two teams. Now it looks like next year we're taking four teams. I think each mission trip had at least one new person this year as well. And we're looking to grow local ministries and also regional ministries. If you saw on the slideshow during the offertory, you see that M that we have on our mission t-shirt and in some of our publications. It's a reminder to us of Acts 1:8, where Jesus commissions the church and he says, Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then to the other utter ends of the world. And we've taken that for ourselves to say Madison, Metro, Mississippi, and more. And we're looking at how we can expand. We've even created a new discipleship committee this year to look at how is it that we can grow in being the hands and feet of Christ where we are. Also, to all of us, we all participate in this. All of us, through our budget giving, get to go with these team and support them. And y'all, I'm asking you next week on Commitment Sunday to consider, prayerfully consider growing in your giving, because part of that is we need to continue to grow in our support of these teams. For every trip that went overseas that you saw, we supplied those teams with the supplies they needed. But for 60 to 60% of the people that went, we did not or were not able to help them with their transportation. And that's a large chunk of $1,200 to $1,400 per person. We as a church want to support them in some way to give them some sponsorship for that, because we're going with them and they're going on behalf of our church family. So consider that as you give for next year. And like I said, we're going to grow in how we do ministry locally. We're hosting an emergency response team training here in January for those who want to be first on the ground when there's a crisis on the coast or a tornado somewhere in our state. We have to have ERT training. So be looking for that in the future in January to sign up for that. But this morning, very briefly, we're in Colossians chapter 4. We looked at this some last week in terms of how we share our gifts, but here we have put on display for us the many ways in which the church serves. We have prayers, we have encouragers, we have laborers, we have helpers. We have ministry that is to be fulfilled, as verse 17 says. Paul is showing us the variety of ways in which the church is being the church. When you leave today, we're going to ask you to pick up a mission form. You can turn it in next week or you can turn it in another time, but it's not only for you to share with us what are your areas of passion, but also what are your areas of skill. So we can know where to place you and encourage you to serve. So please pick one up as you leave this morning. And just hearing story after story of the incredible, for Paul here, he's listing the what's. I've just heard we've got a new list compiled by Dan Goolsby, our head of missions, of all just what our Sunday schools do. I was unaware of all the ways in which our Sunday school supports missions, but also the incredible amount of things that our Sunday schools do, or your small groups do, or you do on your own. Paul lists for us in chapter 4 the what, but very quickly, going back again to chapter 1, the heart of it is the why. We looked at this verse last week. I'm just going to read a few of the following, the end verses, 18 through 20, from the modern paraphrase, The Message. He lists the what in chapter 4, but here in chapter 1 again we get the why. Jesus was supreme in the beginning. And leading the resurrection parade, he is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there, towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious is he, so roomy, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, peoples and things, they get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death. His blood that poured down from the cross. That's the why. That's why we go. That's why we risk. That's why we stretch. That's why we take up whatever ministry he is calling us to take up. Whatever place of mission it is for you, in the church, in our community, in our state, around our country, or around the world, we go. That's the why, because of what Christ has done for us, how he has served us on his cross. This past Friday night, I consider what I did part of a dangerous mission field. I was the volunteer over the inflatables at the Madison Central football game. Putting my life at risk with these fifth graders and under, giving them each 5 minutes of mayhem inside this bouncy thing. And I had some fun. There was a couple of times I had to pull eighth graders out of there, literally pull them out, because they told me they were 10 years old and 6'1", almost 200 pounds. So I pulled them out. I also had two or three boys at one point just pounding each other. And I had to stand in between that and say, "Boys, you can't do that." A gentleman tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Oh, sir, they're brothers. Fight away at survival of the fittest. Go ahead." One particular child I had to stop. This student was probably in sixth or seventh grade. "And I'm sorry, you can't go in. It's only for fifth graders or lower." And she looked at me and said, "But you baptized me." That was tough. But the one thing I really remember, and I'm not going to give you his real name because he's trying to keep his reputation in fifth grade, was a kid named, I'll call him Bobby. Bobby was in line. He was excited to jump in the bouncy house. And as he was about to go in, not only were all his gang and crew surrounding Bobby, but about 8 to 10 other boys had lined up on the side of the mesh of the inflatables with their eyes against the wall, waiting for Bobby to go in. Not just waiting, but chanting his name, "Bobby, Bobby, Bobby." And finally time came. I said, "Go to it, Bobby." He jumped in, and as soon as he got in, he used at least 10 to 20 professional wrestling moves on any child he could find. Stone Cold Stunner, Diamond Cutter, the Atomic Elbow. And of course, I'm screaming, "Bobby, you've got to stop. Quit harming the children." And he came over to me and says, "You don't understand. This is what I do. And this is why they watch." Y'all, chapter 1 of Colossians, this is why we do what we do. He gave all for us. He has preeminence and everything. And let me just say this, it's also why they watch. If we want to win our culture today, they won't believe what we believe until we demonstrate it and we live it and we go and we serve. This is what we do. Prayer, laboring, encouraging, fulfilling ministry, and they are watching. How is it you will serve in the coming year for the glory and kingdom of Christ? Let's stand and sing just verse 3 of Rescue the Perishing as